Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Oh, yeah, we love it. Matter of fact, my husband and I go every 6 months for checkups. I'm 72 and he's 69, and our blood work's good. And so the doctor asked me in January, what are you doing? Just like the commercial. And I told her Balance of Nature. I was telling her about the price and what it does. So my doctor said she was supposed to start ordering it too. So I just want to say thank you. And we're not liking it. We're loving it.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.
We tried to be a normal talk show once. Worst 2 minutes of our lives. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
May we see your papers?
I don't think I have them on me.
In that case, we'll have to ask you to come along.
Wait, it's possible that, yes. Here we are.
These papers expired 3 weeks ago. You have to come along.
Halt! Halt!
All we're going to say is...
keep that vaccination up to date.
Gosh, we're getting there, folks. We are. Maybe not the gunshot. Maybe I'd be a little extreme. But let me just tell you, they would have plans for you otherwise.
Do you really want unvaccinated people escaping?
Yeah, seriously, we're getting there. We're getting there so quick. It's scary. We knew that this was going to be on steroids, and we knew that about 30% of the population was going to cheer it on. But oh my gosh, you guys, now we totally get what happened in Germany. I totally get it.
Yep.
No doubt in my mind as to why. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. How are you, Uncle Milty?
Sehr gut.
Oh, it's,
that's
you know,
a little German, I know.
We have to laugh because we'll cry otherwise. You know, airline travel, the Biden administration is now looking at forcing everybody to have a COVID test before they fly for domestic travel. And they say that they're having a very, what they call, in air quotes, active conversation, which means the translation to that is that it was already finished and done. They're just waiting to implement it. This is how they do it. They implement it in pieces so that you think you still have a say, but you really don't. And so what they are doing is they would like to implement a COVID test 3 days prior to flying for domestic travel. Right now, as of January 26th, I think it was, that internationally people coming here had to take a COVID test. But this would be just for domestic flights because they own part of the airlines now. They've become very governmental, okay? It's a total shift. They are not private businesses anymore. I want to remind people of that.
Yeah. Now, I'm not sure this would happen because I trust our government.
Right.
But what if they didn't want you to fly, and so your COVID test was positive? Every time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, see, here's the thing. They took partial ownership with the bailout money. Now, if the airlines sink any further, is really kind of what you're alluding to, Uncle Milty. So if the airlines sink any further, what are they asking for? More bailout money.
Yep.
Which gives them more ownership, the government.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, they're not afraid to lose a customer because they're getting the government dollar. So it doesn't really matter to them. And this is why they become the Stasi Patrol as they hand you a drink. It's the Stasi Patrol for masks now. It's not even really about drinks anymore because some airlines are saying no.
Do you know how cheap airfare has gotten?
Yeah, it's failing.
A friend of mine paid $30 to fly from Salt Lake City to Phoenix.
Really? 30 bucks?
30 bucks.
Yeah, it's getting really bad. And so then what's around the corner is your vaccine papers. Papers, please. So this is pathetic because right now on clinicaltrials.gov, this is a government site, it says that anyone taking this vaccine is part of a trial So Pfizer's trial ends in January of 2023, 2 years from now. So anybody in the next 2 years taking the gene therapy shot, you can't call it a vaccine because there's no COVID in the shot. So anyone doing that is part of their human trial right now. You signed up for a human trial if you go to get your little stab in the arm. So ask yourself this, what's making people sick if there's no COVID in it? Because the ones that are saying, no, it's a vaccine, they said. Well, if COVID isn't in it, then how are you getting sick? It's an assault on your cells is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with COVID. So you're part of their trial. And they also announced, because they said this trial that's going on right now for 2 years is part of they're looking at all the ramifications. They're looking at safety. They're looking at outcomes. You're part of the trial. And Moderna's trial ends in a year. So I don't know if you realize you're signing up to be in a trial. I don't know how often you actually would do that for yourself and your family, but you are.
When the FDA released these, whatever they are, for
gene
emergency use,
mm-hmm. Right.
They knew that they couldn't stop doing the research. So they had to come up with a way that in a few years they can call the people who took the shot the clinical trial.
Right. And that's how they're getting away with it.
Yeah.
You still can't sue when you get sick or die.
No.
There's lots of deaths. Lots of death. Nobody's talking about on the air.
You have a better chance of being taken care of if something goes wrong in a real clinical trial.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. And at least you know you're part of one.
Yeah.
You're not getting told you're part of a trial, are you?
Well,
go to clinicaltrials.gov for Pfizer and Moderna, and you can read what I'm talking about.
They kind of are telling them, but they have to be able to read.
Mm. Okay, so domestic air travel, papers please. By the way, 2/3 of Trump's lawsuits are winning. Did you know that? Nope, because the media won't tell you. 2/3 of the lawsuits, there's wins in 2/3 of the lawsuits. And nobody will talk about it because that's old news. You realize this is about voting. This is about states changing illegally their protocols.
Well, but the election's
unconstitutionally.
Over, Kate.
I know. It's not like we're not going to ever vote again, right? Oh yeah, we are going to vote again. That's right. Okay, so there's that, and it's just pathetic. The impeachment we do need to talk about too, because of the fact that Ron Paul called it the show trial. He called it the show trial for a reason. And it really truly is actually a show trial. I just love Ron Paul. He really just says it, doesn't he? He says the Senate trial for now twice impeached former President Donald Trump is set to begin this week. Of course it is right now. Procedural vote in the Senate on the constitutionality of removing from office someone who is not in office revealed that nowhere near enough Republicans were willing to join their Democrat counterparts in voting to convict. Even though, by the way, they're completely ignoring Marjorie Taylor Greene. Walking away from her like she has the plague. That's really sad because you know what? I haven't seen a woman stand up for what's right for a long time in Washington, but she truly is.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that about her. Go Marjorie. But these people are so bought and sold on both sides of the aisle. And so he said, Ron Paul said this. He said, Supreme Court Justice John Roberts, who is required by the Constitution to preside, has, by refusing to participate, made it clear that he does not consider the upcoming action in the Senate to be a legitimate impeachment trial. So if it's not a legitimate trial, what is it then? And judging from the House impeachment resolution, it looks more like a banana republic show trial than a careful case detailing Trump's high crimes and misdemeanors. See, the speech he gave right on January 6th, there's no proof in that speech because he didn't say anything. So now what are they going after, Uncle Miltie? Because there's nothing there. There's nothing in his speech. He said, let's peacefully go over and let your voice be heard.
But they do think they have evidence that 3 years ago he said something that might have incited them.
Ah, so now they're trying to introduce other speeches.
Yeah, but, older ones.
But wait a minute. This opens the door for all the criminal things, really, that the Democrats said.
The Democrats and progressives are all guilty of the same thing.
Of incitement.
So basically, they could probably get rid of two-thirds of the Democrats in the Senate and the House under the same charges by impeaching and trying them for the same thing.
Yep. Yeah. So this is just ridiculous. He told them to peacefully and patriotically to encourage Congress to consider his claims of election fraud.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But the Democrats in the House are more like, I don't know, mind readers, because they said that he didn't really mean that. He just meant to incite them to violence. He never said it, but that's what they think he meant. And that's what this whole trial is about.
Well, that's the intelligent way to
look
yes. at it.
I mean, don't go with what the Democrats actually did on camera.
No.
Because we have plenty of those, right? Punch him in the face, go after him, shoot him, kill him, do whatever you want to Trump. They said those things. Yet, you didn't hear that on the right side of the aisle. And so I just found it really amazing, kind of like Ron Paul. Ron Paul is, why the snap impeachment? Why are they doing this? And you realize that Trump was actually going to call the National Guard troops in before January 6th. That didn't happen. Why is that? You know? And but then they call him in and keep him there under the whole guise that there is still a siege going on in D.C. Hmm. Have you noticed a siege? Have you looked? There's no siege going on.
Well, of course not. They've got 10,000 troops there. Who's going to siege them?
But they act like there's a threat. So I guess if you just make up a threat, then you can try to prove your threat in the court of public opinion? Is that how it works? I guess that's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the games people play. Really, really sad. So, you know, all this stuff goes on, and there's so many points about this ridiculous show trial that's going on, this Banana Republic, and I have to agree with Ron Paul, Banana Republic show trial. That's all this is. And what a disgusting display of who people really are, that they would go that far.
Yep.
Yeah. We've been over the details of that multiple times, because we've said over and over again, inciting 10th Amendment Center, and what they printed about this, and they absolutely have no jurisdiction to go after a private citizen for impeachment since he's not president. And if he was, they wouldn't even have this claim. They couldn't do anything. He didn't do anything. But as long as they just keep bringing it up, see, it's just court of public opinion. That's all this is for. And it's ridiculous and sickening. But they're not even shy about it. They're not even ashamed at all. There's just this point of no return for many of them. They just love their power and love what they can do and love the fact that they own the media to do it. So sad and pathetic, yes. Mike Lee, a bunch of people have said, it's only going to land in acquittal, but they'll do it all for the optics. That's what they're after. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. You don't go anywhere. You don't want to miss this. We'll be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Cancel culture runs the world now. The planet went crazy. Label everything we say as homophobic or racist. If you're white, then you're privileged. Guilty by association. All our childhood heroes got Me Too'd or they're rapists.
They never freed the slaves. They realized that they don't need the chains. They gave us tiny screens. We think we free because we can't see the cage. They knew the race war would be the game they'd need to play. For people to big teams, they used the media to feed the flame.
Hi there, fake woke. Yep. That is Tom McDonald. That song, very bold of him to do that, by the way, and called out so much about what's going on in our culture right now. He's a rapper. I don't necessarily love rap music, but I will tell you that song is very compelling, called Fake Woke. Go look at the lyrics. Very interesting song because he nailed so much. He said, you know, they didn't have to release the chains. We're slaves because we've got this tiny screen. And everything we say is labeled, you know, of course, racist or homophobic. And yes, this is how we feel. It's like, wow, it was just really interesting for somebody like him to put out a song like that. Very, very cool. Anyway, it's nice to see people get it. That's cool. I like that. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. And of course, go over to Balance of Nature. You'll love the product. It's taking 31 fruits and vegetables that have not had any pesticides or chemicals, but just an amazing array of fruits and vegetables. They dehydrate it down. They take out the water and air, and they give you the nutrients. Dehydrated down into capsule form. Very, very simple to take, easy to take. And it comes with an apple drink that is high fiber, all kinds of minerals and antioxidants in it. Everything your body's craving. And when you do these two things every day, when you take the supplement and you drink the drink, it'll be amazing. You'll see a difference in your body and your health. Go to balanceofnature.com, put in the code Kate, K-A-T-E, and you can get 35% off and free shipping right now. And it even comes with a free health coach that you can talk to. I love that. All right. So balanceofnature.com, just a fantastic, fantastic supplement. Okay. So there was a piece put out, and it was, don't impeach Trump, impeach the deep state. I have to agree. It is so insane right now what's going on. This comes from the Rutherford Institute. The impeachment, they say the impeachment of Donald Trump is a waste of time and money. Impeaching Trump will accomplish very little, just makes him look vengeful. And it will not in any way improve the plight of the average American. It will only reinforce the spectacle and farce that we have come to be synonymous with politics today. That's very true. And while the nation allows itself to be distracted by more bread and circus politics, the corporate thieves that pander to the very worst vices of our nature and have little regard for the rights of the people continue to suck the American people into a parallel universe in which the Constitution is meaningless. The government is all powerful, and the citizenry are powerless to defend themselves against government agents who steal, spy, lie, plunder, kill, abuse, and generally inflict mayhem and sow madness on everyone and everyone in their sphere. So here's what I propose, Rutherford Institute said. Let's impeach the deep state and its cabal of government operatives from every point along the political spectrum, right, left, and center, for conspiring to expand the federal government's powers at the expense of the citizenry. Amen, brother. We're behind you. Wouldn't that be nice? Can you even imagine? After Time Magazine came out and said, yeah, forces at work, we absolutely conspired to take this election, but we did it for the good of you. How nice. Thank you. Jeez. And these are dangerous times, not because of violent crime, but remains at an all-time low, by the way, but because of terrorism, which is statistically rare, and because the borders are being invaded by foreign armies. And the data reports from the Department of Homeland Security refute. And because a pandemic is spreading like a contagion, that's what they tell us, right? Raging mobs of so-called domestic terrorists are trying to overthrow elections. No, the real danger that we face comes from none other than the U.S. government itself and the powers it has granted to its standing armies to rob, steal, cheat, harass, detain, brutalize, terrorize, torture, and kill American citizens with impunity. The danger we the people face comes from masked invaders on the government payroll who crash through our doors in the dark of night, shoot our dogs, terrorize our families, and the danger comes from the militarized henchmen on the government payroll who demand absolute obedience, instill abject fear, shoot first and ask questions later. But I have to say, it's from those that think that more government and the people that are demanding more government and turning a blind eye really, not really so much blind. They just want to turn an eye away from the fraud because they don't care, because of lack of character and integrity, that it was stolen. So really, this is the American people demanding, a lot of them, not most of them, but a lot of them demanding more government. And then, of course, they're delivering. Who's going to scale back their own authority? It never happens.
You have to be a real stupid progressive to do that.
It's amazing. And so here we are. What are we going to do? What are we going to do?
I know what I'm going to do.
What are you going to do?
I can't say.
You can't say? Oh, my gosh. I wanted to also say this because they brought up the pandemic. The fear of, there was a brand new article out that said the fear of COVID-19 no longer petrifies 1 in 3 Americans, but the indecision about how to move forward does. What does that tell you? What does that tell you, Uncle Milty? That headline. Let me say it again. Fear of COVID-19 no longer petrifies 1 in 3 Americans, you think, because it's been a year. But anyway, but indecision about how to move forward does.
Well, I think what it says is everyone is so ignorant, they don't know the outcome of those choices.
So they want people to decide for them.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. And so they're seeing all of the crazy rules. I was telling Uncle Milty earlier, I was at a sandwich shop and there was a couple ahead of me. They had masks on and we're on the, you know, lined up on the left side of the restaurant. Okay. So we're standing in line. I don't wear a mask. And, this couple acted like I had the plague. Okay. And they get their sandwich, but they hit the table that is right. They go to the table that's right next to me as I'm standing in line. They take off their masks. They're closer to me now than they were in line. They're sitting right there. I'm standing, they're sitting. They take off their masks to eat, but they're waiting for their sandwiches. So they're talking to each other and they're looking at me like I have the plague, but now they're closer to me in proximity. So when you're sitting down waiting for a sandwich, COVID isn't airborne, but when you're standing in line, it is. When you're playing football in the Super Bowl, you can play the game and you can be this close to somebody trying to tell them an order about what they're going to do on the field. COVID is not possible, even though it's airborne. That's why you wear a mask. But if you're on the sideline, that's where COVID is. I'm just trying to get the playbook.
You say this as if they've never thought of it, Kate. But didn't Newsom actually come out and say, in order to cover up this discrepancy, we want you to leave your masks on and chew with them on after you take your bite?
Yes.
Okay. So they knew there was a problem there and tried to cover it up.
He is right now. There's a huge recall for him that's pretty serious, by the way.
Yes, very serious.
But I'm laughing because you, all of you listening, know that none of it makes an ounce of sense, not medically, not scientifically, that people are following these orders, and they really are orders, right? They're following the orders because somebody said you have to do it. So the only reason that these people are in fear is because of this indecision about these rules. And what do we do now, government? Are we safe now? Oh, that's right, the government. I didn't know they were in charge of our health. So everybody's looking to them. Are you going to tell me when I'm safe? When am I safe? Can I sit down and eat my sandwich? Can I talk to somebody at my table? But when I'm standing in line with them, I have to wear the mask, right? Please tell me what my next rule is, because if you don't tell me what my next rule is, government, I won't know how to act. I don't want to be set apart from the crowd. I got to be a sheep. I got to know exactly what to do. It's the indecision that's driving people crazy. Like a decisive order is better than the indecision of we don't know, because we don't know means you call their bluff. That's what it means. You call their bluff. So they said Americans have finally been easing out of the pandemic-induced phobias that sent them scurrying underground nearly a year ago. Do you believe that it's still airborne out there after a year? Why aren't all the people that didn't wear masks dead? Why aren't all the pets dead? Why isn't this spreading like crazy? So they said that, however, few seem to agree on how to come out of hibernation, with many waiting for the official okay from their government to tell them that they're okay. Can you imagine being such a moron that you would wait for the government to tell you you're okay about your health? The government. Think about these guys. Would you go to them for advice on taking a Tylenol? And you're waiting for them to tell you you can come out of your hibernation, your own personal lockdown, on whether or not you're going to wear a mask for something that's airborne that's not? I just can't even imagine this. So there are Americans out there that are still paralyzed with fear. There are. And a quarter believe that the risk is very small. Only a quarter so far, and it's been a year. Will it take 2 years to get to the point of 50% finally see through it? How long will it take, do you think? What's your bet?
1,000 years.
1,000 years. I don't know about you guys, but I can't believe that we're looking for the government to give us an official anything on this. It's been a year. How many of you folks actually believed we'd still be sitting here with 75% of the country still thinking that the government needs to give us the green light? Completely amazing.
Very amazing.
I know. And what do we do about it? That's the thing. All right, we'll take a call. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You have about a minute. Go. Go right ahead.
Okay. I was just wondering, well, there's two things I wanted to check with you on. One is if you've seen the video that MyPillow CEO
yes.
put out.
Absolute proof. It's a movie. Uh-huh.
Yeah, proof of
the fraud.
Voter fraud, yes.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank you. Thanks for that. And I guess they hung up. So, yes, absolute fraud. Go see it. It's on BitChute. I think it's on Rumble.com. Absolute Proof, the movie.
It's still bouncing around a little.
Yeah.
I saw it on the Gab.
Okay, on Gab. You know what? Great film in narrowing down what went wrong with the Dominion system. And I love that Mike Lindell did this because he had Dr. Shiva on, who actually was running a Senate race, who can tell you that the guy that beat him never even campaigned for a second. A little bit like Biden, never campaigned for a second.
Hmm.
Yet won entire counties. It was really amazing. So, there is so much on there as far as proof that I'm glad that he did the movie. And I'm glad that he really has the wherewithal to still stand up and say, I'm not going to take this. Even though businesses have turned on him, not selling his pillows, you name it. It'd be a good time to support him. It really would. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control.
Hi there. Welcome back. So we have a couple of stories in this segment. The UAE, what's the official name? United Arab Emirates. Wait, what's the official?
United Arab Emirates.
Emirates. Just flew around Mars. They announced
it's in orbit.
It's in orbit.
It's in orbit.
On there. So if you're wondering, what? And the most natural response, why?
I didn't know they even had a spacecraft.
Well, they announced it, I guess, in 2014.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Who'd they announce it to?
I don't know, but but it must be something important to them to do. One of five countries that has done it. Okay.
I know why.
Okay. Splain,
somebody
Lucy.
Told them there was oil there.
Splain, Lucy. Got some splaining to do. So, yeah, I know you're, probably wondering why.
There's a United States spacecraft and a Chinese spacecraft on the way there, too.
Yeah.
So this unmanned. Could very well be with these three, an Arab, a Chinese, and a U.S.
All walking a bar.
Could,
there's a joke
could
there.
Be the start of World War III up at
Mars. It's bizarre. I know you're probably thinking, for 6 years they've been hard at work on this. They're creating a long-term planet-wide picture of a Martian climate, knowing how the planet's weather patterns shift over days and years. Scientists are hoping to use its data to work out the mechanisms that leached oxygen and hydrogen out of the Martian atmosphere over eons. I know that it's kept me up at night. So,
What I'm excited about is that they may find out that 800 trillion years ago, there was life on Mars. Like, that really will affect us.
Oh, why do I just think that, you know, when you look at all of the things that are in the control over space right now, Elon Musk and everyone that's, really putting their dollars into satellites, the amount of satellites going on in space, and you have to do some research on why that is. Because I do think that there's going to be answers there that affect our future that are going to be very, very interesting, to say the least. It's just so bizarre.
Do you know how much money it costs to send a spacecraft to Mars?
I don't, actually.
It's estimated between $2 and $6 billion.
Well, they must be getting something out of it.
Well,
at some point here.
Isn't there something they could spend it on that may do a little more for mankind?
I don't know, but I know maybe there's an anniversary thing in here. The 2021 arrival at Mars is scheduled to coincide with the UAE's 50th anniversary. Okay.
Oh, well, that well, makes all the difference.
It's bizarre. I know it's bizarre. It's strange. It's as strange as Bill Gates aiming to spray into the atmosphere to cover the sun up after he is one of the largest farmland owners in America. That's being said. And Elon Musk's Neuralink to start human trials this year, as long as things go well, because it's based on the... And somebody just schooled me on the gene therapy. I call it gene therapy. And this person's right. I shouldn't call it gene therapy shot, what they're calling a vaccine, because there's no COVID in it. We should call it gene altercation. It's altering. Gene altering shot is what it is. So thank you for that. I will take that into account. You're right. Because gene therapy almost sounds like it's good. There's some crazy stuff going on, but let me just tell you that we're going to see a lot more crazy come out of space and the goals there. And as the government announces they're going to release more information for some unknown reason, they would like to now tell you that stuff is true, that they've been hiding for 50 years, and that it's going to come out of the woodwork and seep out because they're allowing it to. Let's be honest. But why? Ask yourself why. Why the race in space? Why? What are they doing? That I would love to know. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hello. Hi. I would like to talk about a serious condition that a friend of mine has. He works in a store where he has to wear a mask all the time, and he got what his dentist called mask mouth. It's where you get sores on the inside of your mouth from wearing a mask all the time, and this is a serious thing. So I just wanted to let you all know about that, because you're all smart enough not to wear masks, as I am, because my brain works, and I know carbon dioxide is bad to breathe in.
Yeah.
But I don't know how we can teach people the value of the contents of their skulls. But
well, I'll
I know
tell
you're
you.
Trying, well, and I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. You know, there are two things we suddenly forgot in 2020. We just didn't even want to just even think about them. And number one, we had an immune system that works. And so nobody even wants to give that any credit at all. It's like it all just crashed and burned in 2020 because the government told us it did. And then, of course, what you just offered up. These two pieces of the puzzle are something that we've always known. We've always known this. This is why we don't walk around with masks on our faces. But we're led to believe that this is airborne and that you must walk around with a mask on your face or you're going to die of a plague. And there are people who will believe it. It's amazing to me, but there are.
It's very
sad, but we appreciate you and Uncle Milty fighting a good fight for us. And
thank you.
I try to tell people, and we appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Really appreciate that.
It's very similar to what methamphetamine addicts get with their mouth and teeth.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It can really cause major problems.
Well, Dr. Judy Mikovits, said that it will cause cancer in 3 to 5 years. We're going to start seeing more cancer go through the roof. There's always an effect of what we're doing to ourselves.
It can also get thrush going in your mouth and throat, too. That's a yeast infection.
I know, but thank goodness we're not going to die of a plague tomorrow.
Well,
I don't have an immune system anymore that crashed and burned for no reason. So... there's
if you
that.
Wear a mask, you don't. You know, thrush only develops in people with weak immune systems.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you guys, a year later, we're still here. It's amazing to me. And the whole thing in space. Now, another thing I wanted to bring up before this hour concludes is I'm sorry, but we're seeing little things happen, and I wonder if it scares the heck out of you. And I don't mean that because of I'm trying to scare the heck out of you for anything other than, holy, wow. A city in Florida was hacked and their water supply tampered with. And the person put 100 times more lye in the water. Now, it wasn't unusual to see a computer situation being hacked into because they do have the ability to change and monitor from being far away from the office. So they recognized the problem pretty quickly, within a few hours, I guess, and said that the water didn't really actually reach people, which I kind of find hard to believe, but okay. And said that, of course, they were able to change it back. But when you think about that, why was there a hacker changing the water system, or how in the world did that hacker hack in? And is this a precursor or a trial run for something bigger? One must ask themselves. I'm pretty sure we would be asking ourselves this, right?
I would hope so.
I would hope so.
But
I mean,
this was a community of 15,000 people that this water system supplied.
Well, it's kind of a perfect trial run. You see if you can do it.
Yeah.
And then you'd be doing it all over?
Would
How easy are these systems, I guess, is my question to hack.
I think they're pretty easy.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know that they're so locked down. So do you have water stored, I guess?
Well, I don't know. If it was that much lye in the water, when you turn on your faucet, you're going to know it before you drink it.
Well, okay.
I believe that.
All right.
I mean, lye is a pretty caustic substance.
Okay. All these little things, you know, they just kind of make the hair on the back of your neck stand up a little bit, right? You know that they're gaming space for certain reasons. You know that hacking exists and that you hack a central system like this. Things can happen. And could they happen everywhere? And what's a trial run and versus an event, a larger event? It seems that when you have a large event, there's usually been a trial run somewhere. I would imagine they've got to work out the bugs. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Just questions I'm asking. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi there. Hi. Go right ahead.
Really, really interesting about the water. It makes me think about, and I don't know if you and Uncle Milty have watched the newer Batman.
Whoops, you're cutting out.
You know, when that first came out, and I know it sounds crazy, but Batman and Gotham.
Uh-huh.
When that first came out, I think it was about 2012, the one that I'm thinking of. I walked away from that movie thinking, this is exactly what Obama is doing with our government. Really, really weird takeaway, right?
Right.
So if you haven't watched those, I would encourage you to go back and watch those because, again, they always, and I think you've talked about this, they always try to prime you through Hollywood to normalize things.
Mm-hmm.
That's so true.
As far as Elon and SpaceX, you know, I think that could actually be a blessing. All of these people who have been propagandized to the nth degree, please, please go to Mars. It is going to be wonderful there. You are going to love it.
Right.
You have to do 2 years of servitude, but that's okay because at the end of the 2 years, you'll probably be dead.
But the big disclaimer, though, caller,
for everybody else.
You forgot the big disclaimer. The big disclaimer is we might not hear from you for 5 years. They won't have the technology to do that, but don't worry. You're going to be on Mars, wink, wink. You'll be there, and you'll be great. You'll be doing great. We just won't be able to hear about you. Oh, okay. I believe
that's
it.
That's right. Grow potatoes with your own species.
Oh.
It will be wonderful.
Oh.
Fantastic. So,
Thank you.
I'm actually really excited for that. I hope a lot of people sign up to go.
Me too. Thank you. I hope the flights are full. It's a great point. And you know what? So true, though, because when you see all these movies, they are priming you. Remember the Brad Pitt movie that came out a year or two ago about this, that talked about him going and all these people signing up for these flights and paying the money to go? Interesting, I think. Very interesting. Keep an eye on that. Always keep an eye on what Hollywood's putting out, because it usually is a precursor. Look at Minority Report and look at where we're at now.
Mm-hmm.
So they always do have a way of kind of identifying and priming and getting you used to it. And of course, all the movies with the world government. Instead of you'll never see our government, it's always the world government takes over with anything with space. Yeah.
And don't pay attention to the ones where a great big asteroid hits the Earth.
Oh, you guys. And of course, the hacking situation. Yeah, I do fear that a little bit because they could get away with it. And it could be dry runs to do something larger. You know, for a long time, we talked about EMPs and what could happen. And a great example of that is actually the show Revolution that debuted like 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
12 years ago. And it talked about what would happen. The people clamoring to the phones, the dead phones in the fields, trying to get them to work because no electricity worked. And they were desperate without their information and their photos. Everything was on their phone. And the fact that they were trying to find food and form alliances because you had to get with groups you could trust and little groups cropped up everywhere vying for power.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a really insane series to kind of show you what would happen. And a lot of people didn't know what to do, right? They showcased that. But I'll tell you something. Is that possible? Of course it is. We're so centralized. We're more centralized than we would ever care to even want to think about with electricity. So, and with grids, power grids.
They say that if something like that actually happened in
mm-hmm.
today's world,
mm-hmm.
90% of the population of the United States would be dead in a week.
Yeah.
From that.
Yes.
They couldn't feed themselves. They couldn't have medications. They wouldn't have water. They wouldn't have electricity to do anything.
The first scene was them putting their daughter on a bunch of their stuff inside of her red wagon and walking off.
Yep.
Just literally walking away.
Let's go find
somebody.
And
I thought, do we even have a wagon? I mean, does anyone actually have anything that they could actually put stuff in to even walk away? How prepared are we? Maybe it's time to really take that this year and put that into good use in the brain and make sure that we're
mm-hmm.
that we have what we need in case of anything, because you just never know what can happen. Be prepared, the Boy Scout motto. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. KateDalyRadio.com for the podcasts.